8 DMH Mobile 26.
KABCW, good morning, Drake.
Good morning, Bentley. I am so glad that I wasn't up until 2 a.m.
Yeah, I imagine so. Looks like the rain slacked off a little bit, and hopefully that gives us a little bit of respite on the flooding.
That's kind of what I'm hoping. Now, in Travers, you got a more other slightly different problem, and that is you can't see squat because it's super duper foggy. Win some, you lose some, I guess.
Yeah, fog goes away after a little while, no big deal. I did see a video this morning of the Boardman River through downtown Traverse City. That looks pretty horrific down there.
Yeah, it literally, the Boardman River quite literally looks like it has quadrupled in size. I've never seen it like that in my life, albeit my life has been short.
Well, if it's any consolation, my life's been a little bit longer than yours, and I've not seen it quite this bad either. I've been in northern Michigan almost 30 years, and we've had similar springs after a big snowpack, but not with the rain. And there has been flooding in the past, but I think this is probably more than I've ever seen since I've been up here.
Well, I think what we can say for once now is we actually have April showers, because for the past few years it's been in May, not April, which is kind of probably what's been saving our butts. But yeah, now that it's a combination of we're just getting absolute monsoon rain plus the melting of the snow, it's a great recipe for that.
Well, if we look at recent Aprils, all of this rain could have been snow.
Exactly. So, anyway. I'm just getting on to Lafreniere. I was on Lafreniere. Hammond, because my normal pass is still blocked this morning, and this person in front of me to get back. He wants to make the speed limit 25 miles an hour. That's cool. We still don't have Bightner Road. From what I've heard so far on the radio, it's absolute chaos on Cass Road, so this will be fun.
Yeah, Baby was choked off for a couple of days, but they reopened it yesterday. I guess it took almost an hour to get through Bayview earlier this week, so... my wife is happy about that. She can have a normal commute to work now.
Right. Yeah, my normal commute is significantly faster than this one. It takes me about 5 minutes to get to work, the normal commute. This one's about 10, 15 minutes, sometimes maybe 20, depending on traffic. Because I got to go south, then north, to go east, or to go west. So, you know, that kind of happens when your east-west route's kind of screwed up. You got to go north-south.
Yeah, sometimes. This too shall pass. I just hope that there isn't too much damage that has to be recovered by the time it's over.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing. Looks like some phone company of some sort left their communications box wide open, and I'm just gonna say I hope there's no no copper thieves anywhere nearby, because wow. Oh no, that was on fire. Okay, never mind. Nobody's gonna care if that's stolen. Wow.
Whoa.
I looked a little bit closer at it, and I was like, oh yeah, that's all burnt. There's,
All All right, man. Well, I got to prep for a meeting here at 8 o'clock, so I just wanted to shout out, say good morning and hello. I hope you have a good day. I'll be listening later, K8BCW.
Sounds good that way. Catch you later. Any DMA mobile.
K-8-D-Y-S mobile, listen.
K-8-B-C-W, good morning, Ryan. How are you today, man?
Doing pretty good. We're rolling north on M-33 heading towards Hanoi. Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Just went to the state park here in Atlanta and delivering some stuff for all the customers up here, taking care of everybody, making stuff happen.
Right on, brother. Millions on welfare depending on you.
It's just nice to be at the state park again. It means that we're getting ready to kick it off, so heck yeah, I'd like to hit many, many more.
Yeah, always cool to drive back into those state parks after a long winter, man. It reminds you how beautiful they are and what a cool area we live in.
Heck yeah, what are you going on today? You just out for a cruise or what?
No, my butt is firmly planted in the chair in my office, which is doubles as my radio shack. But this afternoon, I'm meeting some guys for a lunch meeting. And then it's my wedding anniversary today, so my wife and I are going out to a little dinner tonight.
Oh, all right. Well, happy anniversary to you and your wife. That's wonderful. Heck yeah. How many years is that?
years.
Oh, wow. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. I don't remember how many years. 17, I think.
Hard to believe they put up with us for this long, isn't it?
Well, you know, sometimes the money helps. Making lots of money, that always helps.
Yeah, that is for sure, and believe me, brother, that feeling is mutual from time to time.
KATRJ listening.
Go ahead, TRJ, if you want to jump in on this little conversation.
Very good morning from Sault Ste. Marie. Don't know how you're copying me. In fact, I don't even know which repeater this might be or where it's located. That was my main question for jumping in.
KUIS, you got Ryan here. We're on M33 in between Atlanta and Hanoi. You are most likely coming through the KEFJW repeater. And it's linked to, I think, all the way from Benzie around north to the other side, all the way around the tip of the Mitt down to Mile. So, I think there was like 600 or 700 repeaters. Go ahead, Bentley.
Okay, that might make some sense. So, I won't hold you guys up. I just... for whatever reason, it's my scanner stopping the frequency, and I didn't know what it is. So, pretty good copy. A little bit scratchy on this end, and I'm sure I don't sound that great. But we'll send her back to you. This is Dale, and the call sign is Kilo 8 Delta Romeo Juliet, K8DRJ. Back to you guys.
Dale. Name here is Bentley. Call sign is Kilo 8 Bravo Charlie Whiskey. I'm at Harbor Springs. And, Ryan is correct. It's a linked repeater system that you're getting into. And, by the way, you are coming in Lima Charlie. So you are hitting that Sault Ste. Marie repeater, which I believe is up on the water tower in town, from what I've heard. But, we got a really nice linked repeater system that covers the northwest tip of the Mitt up into the eastern UP. And we're lucky to have it. It's all good. So safe travels for you today. And, Ryan, I'll go back to you and say the same to you, 73 and K8BCW.
Okay. Yeah, I'm having to wait from the 700 repeater over here, so we're going to be pretty scratchy. Sorry about that. I'll clear off of you guys. Terrible there, so... I'll be on the road here. We'll be heading towards Hanoi. We're not far. Should be on the 7-4 here in no time. Maybe if you get into it right now. I don't know. KUIS Mobile. We'll be standing by.
NA to YQJ. November 8th to Yankee Quebec Juliet.
YQJ. 7-4 yet? Can you give me a signal check there?
Yeah, you was a little scratchy. You was worse on the transmission before this, but it seems to be getting a little better. So I think you might be getting into a different repeater. I know this is linked up, all the way across the state. I'm in Onondaga, Michigan, popping in off from Echo Link. Heard you guys on. Heard Bentley mention that his anniversary was today. So congratulations on your anniversary. 28 years, wow. I was married for 40 years, and the wife just left me. No, she caught cancer. So... that's, been 5 years ago, so, good system. I've been, and this is the second time I was on this system, and it is a great system. Any YTJ in the group?
Hey, BCW. Yeah, YTJ, sorry to hear about your loss. But 40 years, man, that's impressive and outstanding. Congratulations to you. Ryan, yeah, you're getting into the 7-4 and sounding a lot better. So, yeah, I expect that it'll probably improve the further north you go.
Yeah, kind of echoing, Jay. Yeah, sorry to hear about that. Well, good. I'm glad I'm getting in better. With your name and your town there, please, would you? KDYS Mobile.
Okay, I don't know if I'm getting in right now or not. I keep waiting for it to say received. So, very good. The name here is Ralph Romeo Alpha Lima Papa Hotel, and we're located in Onondaga, Michigan. Onondaga, Michigan, halfway between Lansing and Jackson. So, I don't know. All I did is when I set up this device, I scanned for Michigan repeaters, and this one came up, and it seemed to be pretty active, so I've saved it in memory. In the shadow of the MSU repeater, which the MSU repeater, I hear, has had a lot of work done to it lately. In the past, I couldn't even get into it with HD on campus. So I'm going to have to try the MSU repeater out and see if it's what the changes have been. I'm not sure if that's linked up with this or not. But you guys got a great system here, that's for sure. Hopefully that answered your question. I'm living in Onondaga, Michigan. Still got the address in East Lansing. If you run my call in the database, it will come up as Maple Lane in East Lansing. So I got to get that switched. I just couldn't get it done with a shutdown there for a while, but I do need to get that switched. Any YQJ in the group, I think it goes over to Bentley.
Your setup is working great. You're coming across crystal clear. So whatever you did to get into this system is working A-OK. No, we are not linked into the MSU repeater. This is more of a regional footprint, pretty much just the northwest tip of the mitt, from Benzie County, Thompsonville, up to Traverse City, over to Mayo, and then up to Petoskey and Sheboygan, Levering, Mackinac City, and Sault Ste. Marie. So it's still a pretty good footprint for the tip of the mitt.
Yeah, it is. I like it. I come up through here all the time, so. And I can link into it from my house through All-Star, so. And that covers pretty much all the way down to Mount Pleasant, so. All right, I'm going to jump out of here. It was good talking to you, Ralph and Bentley, and everybody else listening, you guys. Have a great day. It's really foggy up here, so I'm going to pay attention to a little bit here. Further north I go, the more fog, and it looks like a lot of the water has soaked away, so that's a good thing. I won't run into any roads over here that are flowed out by the Black or the Pigeon River here. They're really getting to be pretty sketchy looking, so. Okay, 73s, you guys, we'll catch you on the... When we get back in the truck here, I'm going to be pulling in here in about 10 minutes. K-8-D-Y Mobile. Back to you. I think I'm sending it to Ralph there. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, I got to get ready for work here. The girlfriend is in the shower. And as soon as she pops out, I got to get ready for work. I drive bus for the city of Lansing, and so does she. So, we, and it's weird because right now I got a scheduled run. And so I go in at 2 in the afternoon and get out at close to midnight. But on our next bid, because we bid on all of our work, and so the next bid I'll be set in protection, which means that I'll be flip-flopped from 5 in the morning to who knows what time. So it gets crazy, and it's a long bid. It goes, because the MSU is going to be shut down for the summer. So it's going to, going in setting protection is going to be crazy hours. So very good. Yeah, well, this covers what I call heaven. you guys have beautiful country up there. Every time I go over to Wisconsin, I always go up through the UP. And I'm telling you, and I spend a lot of time in Traverse City, or used to spend a lot of time in Traverse City, Muskegon. We vacation over on the west side of state, up at Silver Lake and get up to Ludington and all that stuff. And once you get north of Lansing, it's just like heaven. So it's a beautiful, all the way from Traverse City up through the UP. It's just phenomenal. So, well, I made that trip up there in the fall, going to Wisconsin, and I just couldn't believe the colors from north of St. John's all the way up through to Wisconsin. It was just phenomenal. Over to you, Bentley, and I will listen out on this one. N8YQJ.
Sounds like you've got a good opportunity directly in front of you right now, so don't let us stand in the way of that. Plus, I need to jump for a meeting at 11 o'clock that just started. So you guys have a great day. Ryan, keep the rubber side down and careful on the bridges. K8BCW is clear.
KDADX.
Hey, Zach, I'll say hello to you. I got to get ready for work here in just a few minutes. But it's good hearing you on N8YQJ.
Well, hello, N8YPJ. I thought the voice sounded familiar. And I heard somebody say a few minutes ago when I was passing by the office where the laptop is that I run the Echolink connection off of, but I thought I heard somebody say that the Northern Michigan link system is not connected to MSU. But it actually is. Or has been for a little while. I've been connected with my repeater up here in Ithaca, Gratiot County, connected to the MSU repeater via Echolink for a while, for almost a year, over a year. For the most part, I mean, every once in a while the link drops, but for the most part I've kept it connected 24/7, and then I've been connecting to the Northern Michigan link system with my Echolink node the last few weeks or so, a month maybe now, I don't know. And, yeah, so they actually are both connected through my my Echolink node or conference for my node. So just to clarify, MSU is connected to my node, and I'm connected to the Northern Michigan link system most of the time, unless there's an issue or interference and it gets dropped, understandably, but... or there's another net or something going on that I drop. We had our weekly net last night for the Gratiot County Amateur Radio Association on the Alamo repeater. So I dropped the connection with the Northern Michigan system for that. But, yeah, just wanted to throw that out there. We got good hearing you out here. KD8DAX, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray, Zach from Rainbow Lake.
Okay, Zach, you got me in here for one more go-around, because I do got to get ready for work and feed the dogs and groom myself out the door. But last time we talked and you told me that they did all that work to MSU, I haven't, I got the HT in my bag. So I get into Lansing, because I don't think I'm going to be able to hit it from here. When I get into Lansing, I'll pop that MSU repeater in, if it's not already in there, and take a good look at it. So very good. Like I say, I know Ed and and a bunch of them that is from that group. It's good that you're connected, because there wasn't much life on that repeater for the longest time. So hopefully it is in a lot better shape, and it gets more activity. So, all right, I'll say 73s, and go get ready for work so I can brew myself out of here. And once again, I'll pop that frequency in and see what I hear. NAYPJ.
All righty, 73s. Yeah. Give me a shout out there when you're in range there. I don't know how well you'll do on an HT from how far out, but my mobile radio, I mean, I can probably do 20 miles, I would say, 15, 20 miles pretty reliably anymore from it. So up to like Round Lake Road, almost to St. John's, I usually am able to get into it. And then I can usually hear it on the overpasses there, US 127 going over M21, and I've even heard it up at 57 overpass on over 127 there. You know, it helps when you're out in the wide open on a freeway overpass and get the additional, you know, what, 20, 30 foot or more up in the air. I've had some good range in the repeaters on the overpasses before. So, yeah. But, yeah, give me a shout. Yeah, like I said, I don't know how good the HT will do. I don't know if you're going to have just a rubber ducky on it in the vehicle there, and the vehicles cause interference and all that too with the glass and the frame around the vehicle. So yeah, I don't know how well you do with an HT, it works way better now for sure. Yeah, JNT0Y, I'm sure you know him. You talked with him. Ed, what is it, WAEO, talked with him many times. He's been down in Florida for the winter, chatted with him on the MSC machine plenty of times. He'd pop on there and throw his call out, and I'm usually always monitoring. I work from home most of the time, so Monday through Thursday, usually at least, I'm working from home. So I go into the office in Okemos Friday afternoons usually for a while. But, yeah. All right, 73s. Have a great rest of your day. Hopefully we'll catch you on the MSC machine later. 73s, KD8DAX. We will be clear and monitoring.
I'm coming here for one more go around. I'm in the shadow. Lansing, my run goes from downtown Lansing to Lake Lansing Myers. So, you know, all of that shouldn't have a problem getting into it with an HT by any means. The Lake Lansing Myers, when I step out of my bus, I can't transmit when I'm driving by no means. But, you know, you get 5-10 minutes on each end. So I will definitely check out the repeater and see if I'm bringing it up. And the last time I talked to Ed, he was in Florida. So it's been quite a while. I work a lot of CW. And lo and behold, one evening I was working some CW, and that's who came back to me. He was running the old military gear for CW. And it was just a pleasure working him on CW. So, I've known Ed for many years. And like I said, last time I talked to him, once again, he was down in Florida linking in off of Echolink into the MSU repeater. So, okay, 73 for now. NAYQJ.
NAYPJ, 73s. Yeah, I was going to ask you real quick. I know you got to go. You drive for CATA then, I'm assuming?
Yeah, exactly. I've been at CATA for about 10 years now. And a lot of times I got runs on campus. So, you know, it's frustrating when I'd be on campus and try to get into the repeater right at ramp 5, which is shadowing the repeater. I mean, I could look up and see the tower, and I could not get into it, and that ain't no joke. So I'm glad to see that you did some improvements on it. If I got out just a little ways, like the Frandor area, I definitely couldn't get into it. So it needed some tender, loving care. So I'm glad to see that they have done some things with that repeater. Yeah, but that's exactly who I work for is CATA. I used to work for Padnos Iron Metal for 40 years and just went on vacation and never went back. long story. But I was just too young to retire. I was like 57, but 40 years working in the junkyard, oh, I just had enough. Went to CATA, never looked back. NAYPJ.
Say, my grandpa, my dad's dad, worked there, drove for CATA for 30-some years. It's definitely a good place to work. They will overwork you if you let them, from what I've gathered. But my coworker's son has worked there for a while now. But my grandpa worked there. My dad's dad is dressed up as Santa, drove the CATA bus every year. Jeff Lambright. Guessing you don't know him. He's been passed away many years ago. I think retired a while before he passed away and such. But I think he was there for 30-plus years. But, yeah, Donnie Johnson. That's my coworker. That's her son. He's been there for a while now, but yeah, they'll work him into the ground if he lets him. He picks up a bunch of like shifts and stuff. And from what I've heard, it's a hard place to get into. I don't know if that's true or not, but it can be a hard player. You got to know somebody or whatever. You got to do that whole thing. But sounds like once you're in there, it's definitely if you can get in, when you get in, it's a good place to work. I mean, pay and benefits and stuff's good, I guess. If they run you into the ground working you, it's not as great. But, yeah, it sounds like Donnie will pick up shifts and works all the time. Run them ragged. But he's letting them. You got to not let them do that, I guess, would be my thought. But, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, I know Don really well. And you're absolutely right. You know, because you get stuck on a run. Especially when you're doing protection, you can work 16 hours. So you try to make sure that you don't get overworked, but the pay is really well good. We're at $38 and some change right now on this new contract. So by the time you add 50 hours, I try to not work over 50 hours, so I take a bid run. Right now I think I'm working like 48 hours a week. So, but, yeah, if you like money and you like to, you don't mind working the overtime, it pays real well and good benefits. And it's not as hard to get into anymore as what it used to be because they're struggling for drivers. So I encourage people, go apply. They'll pay you, they start you out at like 18 bucks an hour. And in within your first 90 days, you'll be up to 25, and then it just keeps going up from there. So it is good pay. Tops out at, and you hit top pay within 2 years. It takes you 2 years to get up to top pay. The downfall is you can work a lot of hours, but the downfall is when you want to take the vacation time that you've earned, it's like pulling teeth almost sometimes. So that's why a lot of people use their sick days. If they can't get the day off that they are targeting for, they call in sick. And so we get 9 paid sick days and 9 unpaid sick days. So it's got a lot of good perks to it, that's for sure. Just don't let them work you all the overtime. You can take a bid run that sets you right at 40 hours. There's bid runs out there that, you bid on it, and it's straight 40 hours. So you just got to, you know, play the game. And it ain't YQJ.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, when I'm talking to his mom that I work with, Linda, when I'm talking to her, and she's like, oh, they run him. They'll run him ragged or whatever. He's, you know, working, you know, 60-plus-hour weeks or more than that, I think, but whatever, they're running him hard, and I'm like, yeah, but he's, at the end of the day, he's got to say yes. You know, I mean, they can't make you work. You don't have to be employed by CATA. I mean, you have choices in life. You have options. You know, yeah, you may lose your job or quit your job or whatever, but, you know, if it comes down to that, if they're that desperate for drivers, like pretty much everywhere seems to be, and you can probably go work at any school district or, you know, Indian Trails, Blue Lakes. I mean, if you want to drive bus, you should not have to look too hard to find a place to drive bus. I mean, city bus, school bus, you know, whatever, Dean Transportation, which my uncle drives for Okemos Schools. He drove for Dean for Lansing and hated it. It was terrible, miserable. He was about ready to give up driving bus. And his dad worked for CAF. He tried getting into CAF for years and never could get in there, but he's been driving for Okemos Schools and loves it. And he's like, it's just night and day difference. The Lansing schools don't back up their drivers, which, again, it's subbed out to Dean anyways. It's not even Lansing School Transportation. It's subbed out to Dean Transportation. But he was driving for Dean, and he'd have issues with kids, you know, whatever, cussing them out or not listening, jumping around seats and stuff, and, you know, give them enough warnings that it was time for disciplinary action. The school, like, wouldn't back them up or this or that. He's like, this is terrible. The kids have no respect for the drivers. The school doesn't respect the drivers or back up their drivers, blah, 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 blah. So they go over to Okemos, and he's like, it's no different, man. They get on the bus, and they're like, good morning, Mr. Lambert. How are you, sir? He's like, they're respectful. They're kind. Like, they listen. If you need to take disciplinary action, which is much less likely, but if you need to, like, the school completely 100% backs up their drivers. And they're the drivers, right? You're a Okemos Schools employee for their transportation division, so some of your transportation administrator is amazing. So, yeah, he's like, I was about ready to give up driving bus. And he's like, then I went to Okemos, and, like, he loves it. He's been there for quite a while now. He picks up any extra, takes the golf, you know, golf team, different things and whatever. He loves it. So, night and day difference. KEADS.
Okay, Zach. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. We haul a lot of the kids around, especially elementary kids, on Ready Ride. And you go out to Holt, the kids are monsters. So unruly, just terrible. You're glad to get them off your bus. But you go out to Okemos, totally different. Kids are so much more respectful out in Okemos than they are out in Holt. So, no, I understand exactly what you're saying. And tell them to apply again, because they are looking for drivers. I can't believe he can't get in, especially since he's got a background in driving. That blows my mind. So we probably won't be doing much hiring through the summer because MSU is shut down. But come fall, I'm sure they're going to be putting more drivers on. So, okay, Zach, I got to go. Get ready for work. Pam's walking out the door here in a second. I will try the MSU repeater on the handheld when I get into town and see what I think of the new improvements. And, I see Don. The last comment I'll make is a lot of these guys that are working all this overtime and griping about they're working all the overtime, they want that money. We got drivers that will make 120 plus a year because they suck up the overtime when they can. Matter of fact, we have one driver. We used to be able to take the whole summer off. We had one driver that would work all the overtime up until MSU shuts down, and he'd take the whole summer off because he made enough, was able to bank enough money to take those 3 months off when campus shuts down. So, yeah, I know a lot of those drivers say that they would get worked so hard, they could cut back on that. But you get a taste of that, those huge checks, and they just keep working it.
Right. I don't know that he's actually complained about it. I think his mom is more worried about, like, how much he's working. But I don't think he's complaining about it, just to clarify. Like, his mom that I work with is more concerned about his well-being working those kinds of shifts, just kind of running himself into the ground. But, oh, I'm sure he loves it. And I don't even think he has a girlfriend. Maybe he does. But, you know, I don't think he doesn't have a wife, doesn't have kids. You know, he's got some reptiles at home, you know. But, I mean, this is the time to do it. That's what I tell younger guys. You know, you're in your 20s or something. You got a good gig like that. Like, you know, and if you can do it, you know, don't kill yourself. But, like, if you can do it, like, bank up, man. Get a huge savings account built up or something. You know, I think he rents a house or something. I mean, so he's got minimal costs. As far as I know, I don't know his life story, but I mean, I think he should have relatively minimal overhead costs of living, and then should be making real good money from CATA. So hopefully he's, you know, banking that up, and he can go buy a house, go buy a new vehicle, whatever. Be prepared for things to come up. You know, hopefully if he's financially sound, that'd be the way to do it. I mean, back when I was single and lived at home with my parents and stuff, you know, I'd take all these different contract IT jobs. I'm like, why not? It's all expenses paid, man. They pay for my rental car, my flight, my hotel room, my meals, like everything was paid for. So I had no cost. And then, I mean, I paid rent to my parents to live with them, but it was very minimal. It was like, why not? Like, bank it up. But a lot of times I was on unemployment in the summer, too, because, you know, like, IT contract jobs and stuff would slow down in the summer, so I'd be unemployed, you know, calling Marvin, Uncle Marvin, I called him, the Michigan Automated Response Voice Interactive Network. You can call me Marvin. To claim weeks of unemployment, press 1. For customer service, press 2. I did that for years, 8-plus years, calling into Uncle Marvin for my checks in the summer there for my unemployment. But, anyhow, yeah, I'll let you go. 7-3 is good chatting with you as always, and hopefully we'll hear you on the MSU machine later. So, have a good one. Safe travels. This is KDADAX. We will be clear and monitoring.
Okay, you got me in for one last final. Wheeling that bus is not hard work by no means. I'm 67. And it's probably one of the easiest. The only thing that will get to you is fatigue, driving that much. But wheeling that bus, oh, my God, all you're doing is wheeling that bus. It's union. It's, it's not tough work at all. You did the right stuff, and you get an hour layover here and hour layover there. And so you get a little break from behind the wheel. It's not a bad gig at all. So, yeah, it sounds like he's working a ton, but it's not physical labor either. So it's the only downfall is there's times when you got 14 to 16 hours behind the wheel, the fatigue can start setting in. So, but I don't work unless I get caught on a bit or on a run that ask. If you go out and take over a piece of work, and you're going to be out there 16 hours, you're going to say, no, you guys are going to relieve me right here. And so you can opt out of some of the overtime if you want. So, yeah, no, it's a good gig, and it pays exceptionally well, that's for sure. I don't know anywhere else you can go to Lansing and get almost $40 an hour. So then you start adding the overtime on top of that. So, yeah, no, it's all good. All right, jumping in the shower as we speak. Zach, I will see if I can hunt you down on the MSU repeated a little later on. If I can't get into that for some unknown reason, if I get a little chance, I'll pop in on what I'm using right here. But I'm sure I'm going to be able to hit it. After listening to your testimony, I'm sure I'm going to be able to hit it with an HT in Lansing. 73, NAYPJ.
7-3s. Yeah, you can, and you can always use Echo Link or whatever too. I mean, I'm assuming that's what you're using into the Northern Michigan system, but you can Echo Link into my node, KDX-R. Echo Link at All-Star into the W8MSU repeater, and they have like DMR and stuff on it too, but that doesn't come through this side of it, but that Fusion or DMR or something. They have the digital side on it as well, but that audio is separated from the analog audio. So
But yeah, all right, 73s. Hopefully we'll chat with you later. KDADX, we'll be clear.
WAZPC Mobile. Good morning from W2PUT Mobile. Oh, good morning, W2PUT. I think you're in like Ann Arbor, right?
Yeah, just south of in Milan. Although I'm heading up to the Ann Arbor area this morning. I'm going to be off for a couple weeks and someone needs access to a site, so I'm going to go up and put a lockbox on there so that they can get access to my key. Gloomy, rainy morning here in the Milan area.
Well, I'm in Royal Oak. I have a Simplex Note that's parked on this network, so we're both sharing the same rainy, dim day.
Yep, and actually looking at the cameras at my place up in Akiak, we haven't lost power or internet for that matter, and it's gray and gloomy up there this morning as well.
Yeah, I grew up down here, moved up north, lived in Antrim County for 26 years, retired, and I moved back down here to take care of my mom. And I've been tracking the event in Antrim County with the dams and the flooding and everything. I guess Sheboygan is worse. Seems like that's the story that the news people are focusing on. So I keep in touch with friends up that way.
Yeah, we connect up here quite a bit. I'm on my mobile node right now. I have a small low power repeater node at the house that I've been leaving connected up. Yeah, where our place is in Presque Isle County. I looking at some of the road washouts and enclosures, if we wanted to go there, I'm not sure how easily we could get there. You know, where our house is at, it's high and damp, you know. Everything is damp around there, but, you know, I don't foresee any issue with flooding there. But, but yeah, the surrounding area, my goodness. You know, I know there's flooding enclosures on M68. Looks like Akiak Road is closed, you know, where the low part in the valley there where the river goes through. And looks like there's road closures around Black Lake, which would be the back way around there. The stuff is closed in Sheboygan. We're literally split the difference halfway between Sheboygan and Roger City, and I think it would be a challenge to get there. Not that we have any plans to go there soon, much to my disappointment, but at least our place is safe.
Yeah, they have a lot of problems with culverts, too. A culvert gets blocked by debris, and then the water has to go somewhere. I think they had one landslide. And, the house I live in, I grew up in, my bedroom used to be in the basement. And it was a common thing. When it rained, you pick up everything, put everything up on on the couch or chairs. Get it all off the floor. Rugs, we can't put carpeting in the basement. So, and there was quite a few times where I'd hear gurgling sounds and wake up and walk into sewer, backed up sewer. Now we don't have, we just have seepage. So I grew up with a flooding. Anyways, I'm at my first stop. It's nice to talk to you. And drive safe. WAVPC.
Okay, great chat with you. And, I'll be listening here. We're just into Celine. Another 15 minutes or so, I'll be up to the tower site. W2P and T-Mobile. WAVPC Mobile.
NACRS, NAYPJ. You're out? NACRS, NAYPJ. Not been heard, NAYPJ there.
9 SJT Mobile just north of Gaylord.
Good to hear you in there. Making the trip. Got some noise for sure. It's like when you move, you go from a decent signal to like no signal. So I don't know where you're at, how far you are from the MSU machine there, but you're making it. And for an HT, if you're a ways away, that's impressive, I guess. So anyway, it's working. 73s, KDA DAX.
beautiful rig back in my truck now then. So it is nice. I obviously I can hear it a lot better than I'm getting into. I'm on Lake Lansing Road, Meyer. So to give you an idea of where I'm at, I am probably 5-6 miles from the repeater. Maybe a little more, but not much. So I am at Lake Lansing, Meyer. So yeah, about 3 seconds I'm gonna have to pull. Start driving in here in a second. I'll get back to listening. But thanks for coming back to me. I'm trying to hold my one area and my body in another. All right, 73.
All righty, sounds good. Yeah, first at least half or three quarters of that transmission was real good, and then I don't know if you moved or something changed, and you're getting a lot more noise on you again there. So I don't know if you need to be closer to the windshield or I don't know what the deal is there, but yeah, you're definitely making it. Good to hear you out here. 73s KDADAX will be monitoring.
KDAX, you copy me? We're coming out 127, coming up to Harrison.
This is KC9SJP. You're 4x5, pretty much just a little bit of bacon.
Okie dokie. I just got off of the power on this All-Star node. I got a simplex node up here at the north end of Harrison. I got one at the south end of Harrison. So rolling through the area, you can get into it. So it's working.
It's definitely working. KC9SJP 73.
Thanks a lot. We'll be standing by KDYS mobile. KCAQ Reacts, are you out there listening? This is KDYS. Yep, go ahead, Ryan. KCAQ Reacts. Okay, I was just making sure you're out there working. Yeah, I can hear this note. I was just listening to people talking. It's real rough up by Owen Lake, but I think you said it's only running 2 watts.
Okay, what exactly are you talking about? You talking about that 145 frequency I got down there on my All-Star hooked up to that Hustler G6? Is that what you're talking about?
Sure, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, are you on that frequency right now?
Yep, I'm on that frequency right now.
Okay, well, you're full quieting over here. No problem. Where you at?
I just got into Clare County, going under Bailey Drive as we speak, so only a couple miles, four miles.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, you're full quieting. I knew you would be, though, from there, heck yeah. What else have I got to say? Oh, you're up by Hull Lake, and you could hear it up there, but it was pretty weak.
Yeah, it was real crunchy until I got right to the county line, and it cleared up. But I think you said you had it like 2 watts or something, so. And you got it pointed south, so. But, yeah, no big deal. I was just coming in on it, just listening. I was like, oh, cool, it's finally working. Damn, rolling through here.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe I can come up with a, I don't know, 80 or 160-watt Mirage amplifier down to Dayton to put on it. I could change the PA deck out on the radio. Yes, I could do that. But then the radio is going to run smoking hot if it gets used that much. So it's like, I would rather put an amplifier on it and put a couple fans on it and just be done with it. Kind of like the one I got downstate. A little 30-watt HT amplifier on that with a fan on it, and it just works great down there. Okay. Yeah, whatever you figure out, well, it'll be fine. Don't matter to me. It's fine right now. I just wanted to see how well it was working in the Harrison, but I don't know. You're probably talking to me on your base. Yeah. Yeah, I'm working through my UHF repeater, and it's transmitting out 145 with about 80 watts. Okay. Well, that's perfect. Yeah, I can hear you great. I'm almost to Harrison now. Nobody's coming over the link, so I can't tell how well I'm coming across All-Star, but I know at my house it comes in staticky because I can hear it on the other end, on the network end of it, listening, but oh well. It doesn't matter. As long as it covers this part of Harrison, it's fine. Well, trust me, it'll cover that part of Harrison. Like I said, if I get down to Dayton and I can come up with an amplifier, which I'm sure I can, we'll put an amplifier on it. That'll help it out considerably. All right. So did you get all your stuff done there? You got everything done? What was I saying? And I said something. Oh, I can hear it. I can hear the 200 up to all the way to Frederick coming in about half scale. Yeah, you sent me a text message or something on that. That's cool. There you go. That's cool, Dean. Yeah, I got 6 bags of concrete. Probably won't need 6 bags, but that's what I got. And then we went, well, first place we went, to Chinese place, and we had lunch, because I told him, I said, I'll buy your lunch for bringing me up here. Okay, he said, that's cool. So we went to Chinese Giant, we had lunch, then we went to Home Depot, then we went to Walmart, and then we stopped at the Pop Top on the way back, and I got a 12-pack of Busch Light. That should last me about 3 to 4 days. Over. Awesome. Sounds like you have some stuff done. Cool. I'm just rolling into Harrison. I got to get home and eat, and then I'm going to softball, I guess. They said the field's too wet. I don't know. I don't foresee it. The ground looks dry to me. Yeah, but it rained here. Well, I don't know about here, but it rained up Holton Lake. It just poured. When I come out of Walmart up Holton Lake, I text down and I said, get your butt up here and pick me up. So he drove right up by the door and I threw the stuff in and I still got soaking wet. Joe. I didn't get wet. I stayed dry. It was foggy this morning, but they're digging on the Pigeon River there. I'm 68. They got a great big hole out there, and they're putting rocks and trying to brace it up. She's about to pull out. Yeah, well, I checked my weather app, and all this stuff's supposed to blow out of here by Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week, the sun's supposed to shine. No rain in the forecast anywhere. Well, cool. Maybe I'll find some mushrooms next week. I'll go mushrooming. I don't know, maybe this weekend I'll go for a walk, see if I can find it. Ticks are bad, so. Yeah, the ticks are bad. We found 3 or 4 of them already. Skippy, skippy. Well, I know, you get back to it. I was just hollering out because somebody was talking on there. I don't know if you heard him, but it seems to be working. That's good. I don't know why it was stuck. Repeater builders said those can stop working if they get RF in them or something too and stuff like that, so who knows.
Yeah, that could be too because I've been playing with a lot of RF stuff out here. I about got that 825 machine done. I figure I got about another couple hours worth of work to do on that, and that'll be done. I can put that back downstate, put it in its hole. Put it back in its hole where it belongs. Be there about 6-8 months, and then I'll need service work again. Anyway, all right, catch up with you. KDYS, KC8QVX.
K8BCW.
KB9NN mobile monitoring.
KC8QVX, KBYS, are you out there? KBYS, anybody listening?
I guess that depends on your
KBYS
definition of anybody.
KBYS,
WARPM.
Yeah, I was just seeing if this thing is still working. I DTMF connected on my repeater here. There's another station there, too. There's two of you. I'm getting ready to pull into my house here.
I didn't hear anyone else. There's another station. Are you the guys that were talking about coming in on All-Star from a little further south of the normal coverage area earlier? Grayling, Gaylord, or yeah, Grayling, I think you were talking about, right? Or no, Harrison. It was Harrison.
Yeah, I'm in Harrison right now. Yeah, it's linked up here at my house. I've got a little UHF repeater here. It's okay. It's not a high coverage repeater, but yeah, I'm just getting out of work here, so I was connecting it back up because it wasn't connected. So. I gotta go get some vittles, and then we're going to softball practice. Looks like we're gonna be doing it inside. So, it's raining here. Thanks for the shelter. K8DYS, standing by.
Well, I don't know how you're doing it or what the specifics are of the hardware, but it sounds great. You are absolutely full quieting. I'm assuming you're connecting to the Northern Michigan All-Star node. Audio levels are great. Audio quality is great, nice and wide, lots of dynamic range. Not too loud, not too quiet. Gotta love All-Star. Big All-Star fan. I don't think it was you, but there was somebody I was talking to on Echolink, and it was so bad, just so bad, I couldn't even understand it. And then they switched over to All-Star. I'm like, night and day, just throw that Echolink garbage away.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I really like, I spent a lot of time using this All-Star stuff. Just last year I started with ASL3. It just works. I've got a UHF repeater here and a link radio hooked to VHF, so I get a little further coverage. There's no frequency pairs down here that we can use for VHF, so it's a mess. But yeah, I heard a couple guys talking on when I was traveling today, talking on Echolink, I believe. Yeah, and I get what you're saying. It's not. I'm in a loud truck, so it's not terrible for me. But it is hard to pull out some of the syllables and whatnot. So all right, I just backed into the driveway. So. Thanks a lot. We'll catch you tomorrow or later today. KDYS, I'll be clear.
Okay, very good. I'm not clear on either your call sign or your name. My name is Ron Robertosk in November. My call is easy. It's Whiskey 8 revolutions per minute. Yeah, I have a garage repeater at home as well. It's not low power. It's running 40-some watts, but the antenna's super low. And it's got, you know, 3 to 5 miles of coverage because I'm on a super, super low spot, as is demonstrated by the amount of water in my crawl space over the last few days. But the individual I was talking to and about was using Echolink on a laptop app, and it was just god-awful. I mean, It was so bad. I mean, I had to say something about it, and I felt bad. I felt bad about how critical I was, because I was really critical, because it was really bad. And then this guy comes back on All-Star, and he's rock solid like you, rock solid, great audio. I'm like, what are you doing, you know? Anyhow, like 73 from Petoskey, I'm on the 1-9, right in town. Sounds great. Good luck at practice. Hope the rain passes. Bright blue skies here. 65 degrees in downtown Petoskey. 73 W8R.
All righty. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Shoot. I lost my train of thought there. Oh, yeah, my repeater. Yeah, so I've got a 70-foot tower that I built out of some pipe, and it's tiltable, and I'm running half-inch heliacs on it right now. And I've got a Diamond 510 up there, and that's what I'm using, 20-watt Motorola radio running out of there with the Motorola, it's a CM200, I believe, for a receive radio. Just a little homebrew. I got good duplexers, though. They're cell wave. They work really good. So, yeah, be careful up there with all the water. Yeah, I got to go get vittles, softball practice. Starts at 6, so I got a short time to eat some stuff and then head out. So. My name is Ryan. I'm usually on there during the day. My call sign's Kilo 8 Delta Yankee Sierra. That's the first three letters of my last name. So I figured that'd be easy to remember for me anyway. KDYS, I'll be clear. We'll catch you later.
W8RPM, KE8UFM, South Iran.
I am, but only for a minute. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot of an appointment. I went in, they're like, yeah, it's going to be a while, so I walked back out to my car, but yeah, I'm here for a minute or two. You got some AC hum on you there, my friend.
Yeah, I guess I still haven't gotten that to go away yet, but I was speaking with Dan and your daughter, and it sounded like, did you have to evacuate your house?
Yes, I did. I got 20,000 gallons of water in my crawl space.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's coming down anytime soon either, unfortunately. Hopefully you're, was your boat anywhere near there, or is that not in the water yet?
No, nobody's boat's in the water up here. We're a few weeks away from that, but luckily the house was not affected. You know, it was just the crawl space. But, you know, we had to turn the water off, had to turn the power off to the well pump. And the biggest problem was the road. The road was underwater 3-4 feet, impassable. If it wasn't for the lifted pickup, I wouldn't have even been able to get out.
Right. Well, that's good. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll let you go. Just heard you out there. Fair, give you a shout.
So, it's not AC buzz. It's RF in the node.
Okay, BCW. Ron, just wanted to chime in and say so sorry to hear about your domicile situation. Hope you can get it sorted quick and get back into your home.
Yeah, thank you, Bentley. We're working on it.
Ron, is this any better? I switched switch antennas.
I think so. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was below your audio, and it seemed like, yeah, I mean, mine is so spatially sensitive, you know, if you move the pie, if you move the radio, if you move the antenna, So yeah, I think this is better.
Very good. Yeah, sometimes I found if I'm actually too close to it, it does that too, so. Sounds good. Well, good to hear you out there, and yeah, hopefully you can get back in your house soon, so. We'll be thinking of you, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, the house is totally livable, we just don't have water, you know, so her having to get up in the morning and take a shower and go to work, you know, it makes it very inconvenient. But once we get the crawl space pumped out and let my pump pressure tank and my pressure switch dry out, you know, hopefully we'll be okay. Lots of other people got it a lot worse than we do. And we have no interior damage at all, just a wet crawl. And a, you know, absolutely flooded yard and road and everything else. But the water's going back towards the river. It's about, I would say, 12 or 14 feet away from the house now, whereas it was right up to the foundation, which is how the crawl got flooded. So I have little pumps running. I have a big pump that I got to get hooked up, and, you know, hopefully a couple days will be somewhat back to normal.
Very good. Well, that's all good. At least it's still livable, and hopefully we'll get it cleaned up soon.
All right. Very good. Bentley is sticking around. I mean, I should run, but nobody's waving at me, so I'm probably good for the moment.
Yeah, Ryan, I'll be here a little bit later if you want to try me after your appointment. You did want to still pick your brain a little bit on All-Star, so try me back after you're back on the road.
All right, will do. Yeah, there's lots of guys that have dipped their finger in it. You know, Dan is kind of the king. He's really got it down to an art. I have three nodes assigned to me under my call. I have a VHF, a UHF. Both are built on MaxTrack or Radius Motorola Mobiles. And then I have a node as my repeater controller, which functions, you know, dual mode, or dual role. It acts as a repeater controller, and it also gives me duplex All-Star access and connectivity with the repeater as long as I get internet. So, you know, if you've got a Pi and a radio you can dedicate, like I said, we sort of have it down to an art. Matter of fact, it just gets a Pi. You have a Pi and a USB sound card dongle. I got plenty of single band Motorola V and UHF equipment sitting around. I'm happy to give you one to make it work. So, but it is, you know, it's the cat's ass compared to about anything else. Now, about the only digital mode that I'm not on is D-Star. But, you know, and, you know, you've already got a Pi, you've already got a hotspot or a Shark or whatever, you know. The only thing is that won't do analog All-Star, but you already got the experience building the nose.
K8BCW. Yeah, I had a lot of fun building that that hotspot for DMR and D-Star. But I need a little bit more guidance on the radio part, whether there's a dedicated radio that I use or is there a hat that attaches to the Raspberry Pi. I'm not opposed to buying another Raspberry Pi and having it dedicated to an All-Star node. So, yeah, I would appreciate some more instruction from you on how to make all of that happen and how to program and all that stuff. That'd be awesome.
Ryan, are you still here?
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, I'm not sure how you're running right now or what the equipment is. I mean, there's guys that sell ready-made plug-and-play nodes. You know, you just add the Pi. The way that we've been doing it with a monoband mobile, and those will have either a 5-pin or a 16-pin accessory connector. Between the accessory connector and the USB dongle plugged into the Pi, it's just a matter of making the right connections. But, I mean, do you have any insight for an All-Star newbie? And remember, you know, this is a this is a smart guy who already built a digital hotspot, just not an analog one.
Yeah, so I have two Pi nodes that I use. One's for DMR and one's for YSF. Those are just built on the, I forget which Pi it is, one of the earlier generation Pis. And then my All-Star node is built as the Sherry Hat. So I have the Sherry Hat going into another Pi Star, or it's a Pi, I can't remember what that one is either. I don't have a radio like you're talking about, but I have something that, you know, produces the, or kicks it out to an antenna, I guess is the way, what I should say.
Yeah, that's the setup I think I was most interested in, was the Sherry Pi hat that goes on the Raspberry Pi. So, yeah, I'd be interested to learn more about that. By the way, this is Bentley. Call sign is K8DCW.
Very good. Nice to meet you, Bentley. Name here is Ryan. Kilo Echo 8 uniform, X-ray mic, KE8UXM, down in Royal Oak, Michigan. But yeah, so that's exactly what I have, the Raspberry Pi going into the Sherry. It was, you know, relatively easy to build out and install the software. Since I set it up, I rarely even log into it. You know, it pretty much just works. And then there's an app on my phone that I forget the name of it. It's called Node Remote on my iPhone, where I can connect directly to it via the IP address, and then coordinate it, tell it where to go, which node I want to connect to and disconnect, and all that. And you can save some favorites, so that's super, super handy.
Yeah, that's the piece of it I have no clue about, and haven't had any luck really finding any, you know, instructional save my butt YouTube videos that can walk me through it. So I don't think assembling the hardware is going to be a problem whatsoever, but flashing the operating system onto it, yeah, I could do that. Did that with my MMDVM hotspot, no problem. But then how does the whole thing work? How do you direct it? What are you pointing it to? Speaking of phone apps, I have an Android phone and I use the DV Switch mobile app, so I can get into All-Star with my All-Star account on the phone, but haven't gone down the path of building up the hotspot yet, or the node, I guess you'd call it.
Gotcha. Yeah, so when you first install the software, you can direct it using just DTMF codes. There's a table somewhere that kind of tells you, like, *67, I think, is like, or no, *76, it disconnects, and then you have other codes you hit to direct it to which node number you want to connect to, which works, but the app is, you know, a lot more user-friendly, and the way that works, you just have to be on the same Wi-Fi as the node itself for it to work. So I can't do it remotely, but if I'm at home and on my phone, I can direct the All-Star node that is also on the same home Wi-Fi network, if that makes sense.
Yeah, understood. What's the name of the app again?
And then there's a setting you have to do within that. You have to know the username and the password for your node, and then you also have to know the node IP address. So it gets a little bit complicated. Like if I take my node up to my cottage, you know, it's going to assign it a new IP address, so I got to figure out what that IP address is so that I can connect to it. So I guess that's kind of the only downside, but as long as once you get set up once, then you're fine. And then the port you need to know is 5038. That's the port that you can connect to it through. I think that was the only confusing part to me. I couldn't find the port number initially, but once I got that was good to go.
Hey, Jimmy.
Check. What's the name of that app again that you use to manage everything?
Node
Node Remote. Node Remote, and that's on iPhone.
I think there's an Android version for it, too. It's in my Play Store, but I never installed it. Drake?
Yeah, just getting off work and heard people talking about nodes and All-Star and stuff, and now I'm excited.
Well, I kind of keep that excited part to yourself, but you know Bentley, Ryan is a friend of mine in remotely from Royal Oak, and running a Sherry Pie from the South Lyon guy. What is it? Kits for Hams, Ryan? Is that it? And I gotta tell you, it annoys me that RF is still in there, and it's been, what, 2 years?
Yeah, so I did figure out it's because of the battery and the solar that I have in my house. So whenever I have the node plugged into the wall, I get that hum. What I've found is if I plug it into a battery pack in the house, that hum goes away. So I did do that for a while, but it's just kind of a pain to switch back and forth between power sources. But yes, you're right, that was the Kits for Ham, I think, is where I got all the parts that I needed for it. So super easy. I mean, if I can figure it out, anybody should be able to figure it out. So it's been fun.
Hey, and suddenly he's real quick. So there you go.
The way you can fix that hum is wrap a crap ton of toroids, or wrap your power cord in a bunch of toroids. I had one of those Sherry hotspots, and I had the exact same problem. I wrapped the power cord in a bunch of toroids. That mostly is my issue.
QSO, yeah, I'll give that a shot.
Drake has entered the chat.
I have. And so did that mysterious static that I can't find.
All right, guys. Thanks, everyone, for the pointers. I will investigate accordingly and get back to you with the inevitable questions. K8BCW.
Bentley, check out that website. I'm not saying you need to do it that way because I think you're perfectly capable of doing all the work yourself. But that guy who's part of the South Lyon Amateur Radio Club, his call sign is N8AR, November 8, Alpha Romeo. His name's Steve. Great guy. Super, super smart guy. Real active in the South Lyon Amateur Radio Club. And he sells those things, you know, the for-profit business, he's got a big following. So it's plug and play, you know, you'll spend a little more money and do less advertising. Drake, you know, I tried that same fix, you know, I tried toroids on everything, power cords on the audio cables, all that stuff with a Raspberry Pi Velcro to the top of either a GM300, a M216, and it did not fix the problem. The best I could do was physical separation between the Pi and the mobile, and that sort of fixed it.
That's interesting. Yeah, because with my Sherry hotspot, it's got the metal case and everything in it. And, I also try to keep it away from any other computer devices. So I just kind of, like, plugged it in a random place, and I always had to use it on Wi-Fi. I always tried to use a good, solid what do you call it, quality USB power brick, because, you know, you can buy so many of those darn cheap ones, and they'll work on your smart devices, but when you hook them up to something that does analog RF, you find out how really dirty those things are. That's another factor, but, yeah. Physical separation, I can see that, too. Were you doing that with an actual mobile radio, or were you doing that with one of those little hotspot doohickey things?
No, two of my three nodes are built on single-band Motorola mobiles. Like I said, one is one's a GM300, and the other's either an M216 or a MaxTrack something or other. You know, they're all single-band. You know, most of them we either program them low power. One of them we even made the low power, did the resistor mod in the final output circuit. So it's took a 20 watt radio and made it into a 4 or 5 or 8 watt radio. No, they're actual physical full size mobiles, and they are you can't beat them with a stick. You run them low power, they run forever. 100% duty cycle, they never overheat. Not a lot of current draw, multiple channels if you want. It's just a cat's ass. I also have one that I don't really use often. It's built on a one of those 16 channel, $16 Bofang monoband UHF HTs with no display. So, and the guys downstate, they built some in Altoid cans, so quite versatile, as you know. Ryan?
Yeah, now that we're talking about this, I do remember you recommending me wrap the power cord, when I first built this thing, and it didn't work, So I guess the only thing that I did find that worked is, like I said, just running it off a battery and getting disconnected from my house power. Again, because of that, as far as I, from what I've read and what I could figure out, it's because of the solar and battery that we have feeding into the house that was interfering with it. So as soon as I plugged it into a battery, the hum went away. So it made sense to me.
Did you ever change, did you do anything antenna-wise? I mean, I know you were using like a mobile antenna, mag mount antenna outside a window or something. Did you ever put up a real antenna?
No, not yet. I still have it hooked up to just a small antenna. Actually, the node itself is just on one of the little stubbies that came with it. But I did try it one time running an antenna outside, and that didn't seem to fix it either.
I wonder if Steve would have any advice. Might be worth emailing him, because that is just weird. Although, like I said, mine, I understand why mine do what they do. It's just weird that yours has been so persistent. But anyway, it is really good to hear you on the air. I don't know how you stumbled upon this, or if you've been eavesdropping on us or what, but... The All-Star connectivity is just—it's just awesome. It's just so great for Lincoln repeaters. I mean, every repeater in the state of Hawaii is linked with All-Star, like every single one. If you Google Hawaii, the list is just ridiculous. But anyhow, Drake, go ahead. W8RPM.
Yeah, DMH Mobile. I set up a repeater at home. It's a little experimental machine. It doesn't have All-Star on it yet. It's just got a little simple CAT 250 repeater controller on it. But I don't have any of noise issues on receive, but when I'm inside, I get a lot of that. I get a lot of 60 hertz hum in certain areas. I've tried running it on a dummy load, tried running it on an external antenna, and if you move if I put it on a dummy load, it's worse. If I put it on a mobile antenna, because it's only a 20-watt repeater, it's a hair better, and I put the antenna outside, and it's about the same point as the dummy load.
and at that point, I'm only able to figure out it's just dirty power coming from something, or that's pretty much it. And it's only ever had, I've only ever had that, had it be this much of an issue. At this new place, and oh, nice, somebody ran out of gas in the middle of the intersection. That's smart. Nice. But that's really the most of that. And then, like, the Shari hotspot, I put the toroids on it and just kind of kept it in its own little area away from other things, and it was mostly okay. I would still have the hum on my portable when I would run or walk around in the house, but at least it got it away from the receive on the Shari. And I've heard that in some cases it just never goes away.
Somebody's got to email Steve and ask him that. You know, that's just, there's got to be an answer somewhere. Wonder if another shielded case would do it, you know, or different. I don't know. I'm not willing to accept that there is no answer.
There's always an answer, and somebody that is way smarter than me and everybody else will probably have that answer.
So Ryan Drake's in Traverse City. He's one of the integral guys about keeping this link network running. But we don't acknowledge that too often because we'll get a fat head. But he's got a lot of networking kind of background, probably a little more so than on the RF side. But at least this time with the floods, you know, we didn't lose all the repeaters like we did last year with the ice storm.
You guys carry on. I'm just pulling into the driveway here. So, Ryan, have a good one, and I think it's Ryan. I think I've seen you connected a few times, so I think this is the first time I've said anything to you. So welcome here, and you're always free to connect up and chat away. That's what it's here for. NATDMH. It's always good to hear people out there, and yeah, it's an incredible system. Since, you know, quality's top notch, so always fun.
With an HD, but it'll be a few days at least before we're back in the house full time. I mean, I'm there doing stuff during the day, but we're not staying there at night because we have no water. All right, I'm around. 73, thanks for the call, W8RPM.
Hey, Ron, everything just dropped out for like 45 seconds, so we only caught the tail end, just letting you know.
Really? I wonder what that was about.
I'm going to investigate. Any image.
W8RPM.
Yeah, great catching up, Ron. I gotta get back to work here, but always good hearing you out there. So I'll say 73, KE8UXM.
Ron.
Dave.
Catch up with Bob.
No, I'm still in Petoskey, but I will when I get back. Thank you so much.
I have no problem. I didn't know if I was making a repeater or not. I think I'm going through the 674.
You're perfectly fine. There's a little bit of bacon, but it's likely in the system, not you.
All right, very good. Well, if you got something up, I'll keep this one on and listen for you.
Okay. I can hit this from the mobile all around town, but it doesn't really like, the 7.4 doesn't really like the HD from Wolverine. It's a little crappy. If I walk outside, it's okay, or if I walk outside to the mobile, it's okay. And this one's kind of okay from there, too, but because I'm on the 1.9 at the moment. But All right. Well, I got my work cut out for me. Shannon's going to come help me tomorrow, and we'll just keep moving down the road.
All right. Yeah, I got a bunch of little things I just noticed I got to take care of around here, and our lake is back to normal level. A little bit of water in the sides here, but nothing we can't deal with. Anyway, have a good one. I'll talk to you later. 48 RPM, WJA.
73 to Dave. We got to talk about towers with Shannon. I think he's got a 40-foot freestanding. He's got the room and the motivation to install it, so there might be some stuff coming up, and it might give me a location for my garage repeater. Although I gotta coordinate it and move it, but discussions for later. All right, I'm around. Got to make it back towards town, but I'm not ready yet. I got a couple more stops to make. I'm not even done where I'm at. W8RPM.
All right,
8QVX, KDIS, are you standing by?
Hello, Roger. Good to hear you out there. Missed you on the net last night. Figure you're just a busy man. But good to hear you out here now. KDAX.
The MSU Amateur Radio Club Weekly Information Net will start in 30 minutes.
Hello, W8RPM Mobile.
All right.
Sorry, you're not coming through.
The MSU Amateur Radio Club Weekly Information Net will start in 15 minutes. The MSU Amateur Radio Club Weekly Information Net will start in 5 minutes.
They're taking over that control. This is 88KM.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Ocean, WAEO. Anybody doing that control?
Well, since nobody's around, this is 88KM. I guess I'll jump in. This is Rick, 88KM, serving as net control for the Michigan State University Amateur Radio Club Weekly Information Net. This net meets each Thursday evening at 8 p.m. and is open to all amateur radio operators in the coverage area of the 440.9 W8 NSU repeater with a tone of 77 Hz or on EchoLink at W8NSU-R or, anyhow. Before beginning the net tonight, if there are any stations with emergency or priority traffic, please call now. This is 88KM. The primary purpose of this net is to provide an opportunity for club members, alumni, and friends of the Amateur Radio Club to discuss ham radio activities and comment on related topics. Additional information and announcements are available on the MSU Amateur Radio Club Facebook page. This is a direct net, which means all calls can be made to the net control station unless you are instructed otherwise. All amateur radio operators are invited and encouraged to check into the net. When checking into the net, please announce your call sign slowly and phonetically, followed by your name and location. And after a few check-ins, the net control will pause and review the check-in list. If your check-in is not acknowledged, then please try again. We will now begin taking check-ins to the MSU Amateur Radio Club Information Net. Any stations wishing to check in to the net, please call now. This is 88KN.
KDAKN, this is Kilo 8 Delta India Yankee K8DIY, Gordon from Manistee.
This is Whiskey 9 Whiskey Sugar Whiskey, Jacksonville, Florida.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Victor X-Ray, Kevin in Lansing.
This is November Foxtrot 8 Mike, NF8M, Frank, currently in Traverse City.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Oscar WAEO Ed in Jupiter, Florida. And Rick, I hope you're copying me. NT0Y, November Tango 0 Yankee, J in Lansing. In and out tonight, please.
This is KDADAX, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray, Zach from Rainbow Lake. We'll be in and out as well. Sun 3s.
Okay, good run, good place to stop. Next control, copy Kilo 8, Delta India Yankee, Gordon, New State. Whiskey 9, Whiskey Sugar, Whiskey from Florida. Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Victor X-ray. NF8M, W8EO, K8NJT, NT0Y, in and out, and KB8DAX, in and out. Other stations listening to section of the MSU Amateur Radio Club net. Please call now. This is 88 PM. I'm sorry, but you're really roughing the repeater. I copied an 8Z of some kind, but that's about it. Could you try again, please? This is 88KN. Okay, I copied November 8 with a Quebec Juliet. Is there another letter in there? Over. I got to November 8 and lost everything after that. So if you could repeat it one more time, please. This is 88KN. Okay, great. That was much better. NHYQJ, you're in and out. Thanks for checking in. Are there any other stations wishing to check in to the MSU Amateur Radio Club net? Please call now. This is 88KN. Okay, hearing that, we'll go back to the top of the list or comments. 88DIY, Gordon, up there in Manistee. Hope you're not floating away. Your comments for the net, please. This is 88KN.
And the net, good evening. You're not floating away yet. The Manistee County continues to be under flood warning, I think, till Sunday. We've lost three roads so far have washed out. Luckily, they're all kind of back roads. Haven't lost any main roads to flooding along the Big Manistee River. The river is maybe 150, 200 feet from my front door, and I do walk down and check on it every now and then. But it thankfully has not really climbed that high where I'm at, which is pretty much right at the end before it dumps into Lake Manistee and out into Lake Michigan. So something really catastrophic would have to happen for it to flood where I'm at, but I count myself lucky nonetheless. But yeah, I'm just happy we got pretty much a full day of sun out of the weather today, and it doesn't look like there's any thunderstorms on the radar for tonight, so really looking forward to that, and all my northern neighbors, well, and even the southern neighbors that are dealing with the Muskegon and the Grand, they're in my thoughts, and hopefully can escape without taking any damage. So that's all I've got for this evening. I wish everyone a pleasant rest of their week, and enjoy the weekend. K8DIY, back to Matt.
Okay, very good, Gordon. Thanks for your comments. And yet, there's a lot of folks along rivers that are and dams that are threatening to have issues. So we wish everybody the best. W9 Whiskey Sugar Whiskey, Scott down there in Florida. You guys have dealt with lots of rain. We're getting ours now. So your comments for the net, please. This is 88KN.
88KM in the group from Whiskey 9, Whiskey Sierra Whiskey. Good evening from Jacksonville. And our inconveniences are nothing compared to what's been going on in Michigan. It is a great time to have a DMR and the hose line to be able to listen to the MI5 net during the storm's passage. I was up late on Tuesday night with everyone, watching everything go through, and have been thinking about all of you. As this spring... typical. Hand me my beer, Michigan Spring. It's happening up your way. Good evening to Ed, my brother, my fellow Florida brother, and everyone else out there. Great to hear Jay and the gang. Nothing else much to report. It is a beautiful night here in Jacksonville, 77 and clear, and we have yet to hit the real heat of the spring. This is the time of year when it's great to be a Floridian, one of the few weeks that it is. With that, back to the net with a very good evening in 73s from W9WSW.
All right, thanks for checking in, Scott. Yeah, it's been pretty warm up here the last few days, and that's been the reason for all the storms. So I was up Tuesday night till early Wednesday morning, too, though. I decided it's going to happen, it's going to happen, whether I'm sleeping or not. So I headed for bed. So now we're down to Kevin, K88UEX. Your comments for the net, please. Yeah, this is 88KM.
And the group, this is K88UEX. Yeah, thanks for taking the net, Rick. Not doing a whole lot this week other than keeping an eye on the weather and paying a lot of attention to that. And hopefully everybody's managing to stay clear of storms and floods. But I did get a chance this past week to play around with receiving FSTV images from the International Space Station, so that's always fun when they're transmitting that. And I missed some of the better passes because I wasn't able to get out for those, but I still had some okay luck. So I think that's about it for me tonight. So 88KM and the group, back to you from KE8UVX.
Okay, very good, Kevin. Sounds like a lot of fun getting the slow scan images from the space station. I haven't tried to do that yet. I got to do that here one of these days. And we're down to Frank, NF8M. Here comes for the net, please. This is 88KM.
Hey, Rick, 88KM in the net from NF8M. Good evening, everybody, from, as I mentioned earlier, Traverse City, Michigan. I came up here for a few days of shoulder season R&R just to get away, and wanted to do some little bit of sightseeing. Managed to miss the severe stuff downstate. I got up here Tuesday afternoon, and the nasty stuff came through Tuesday night, and
And the one tornado in Ann Arbor touched down about 3 or 4 miles east of where my son lives, and skipped around the neighborhood where my sister used to live, and then lifted. So both of them lucked out by not getting affected by it. There was quite a bit of demolition, and the talk of the town in Ann Arbor is the sign on Knight's Restaurant got torn apart, and you can see pictures of that on MLive. That was the kind of the comic relief to the whole thing. But now there were some buildings destroyed and stuff. But the real weather happened here in Traverse City before I got here. Over the weekend, they had several inches of rain, and there are several bridges that are washed out. And as Gordon mentioned, some dams are in trouble. There's one here in Traverse City that's is overtopping right downtown, and there's a few others, including the one up in Sheboygan, that I guess is going back up again now. There's been quite a bit of snow, and that all melted. And, oh, by the way, Gordon, I was just down in your neck of the woods. I did the loop of Leelanau this afternoon. I went up to Leland and then came down M22 and went as far as Arcadia. I like Arcadia Marsh, that natural area there. So I went and hung out there and listened to the bird for a half hour or so. It's a real nice place there. But, yeah, it's been rainy and foggy to the point where you can't even see a block or two. But now it's beautiful, clear, and sunny, and the sun is going down in the west. In fact, it just disappeared over the hill. So it's been a nice evening, and hopefully a nice drive on the way home tomorrow. So, well, 73 to all. We'll talk to you later on Zoom, hopefully. This is NFAM.
Okay, great. Thanks for your comments. Safe travels. Hope you don't hit any of those washed out roads. And I didn't realize that Ann Arbor had that kind of damage. I haven't seen anything on the news, so I'll have to be looking out for it. We're on Ed at WA Echo Ocean. Your comments for the night, please. This is 88KM.
Okay, 88KM. Net Control and the group of Whiskey 8 Echo Oscar, South Florida. Good evening, Rick, and everyone on the net. Thanks for taking a net, Rick. And we are having very pleasant weather down here, 74 degrees and clear, light wind coming from the east. So as Scott says, the heat has not begun. And we're getting ready to avoid it. So we will be heading north momentarily, and we should see everybody in about a week or two. We'll be back up in East Lansing. I had a couple of things I wanted to mention. The MIQP is this coming weekend, and the shack is going to be in operation from what I'm reading on Discord. A lot of preparation is going in with Jay and Charlie. Looking around for a remote site, but they can run 40 and 80 meters, and I think they're going to be over by the pavilion, which is a good spot, all the way out in the open, and probably put up a nice antenna and be able to compete in the MIQP in the evening on 40 and 80. So be on the lookout for stations in MIQP this weekend. I'm going to try to listen in from Florida. And I don't know if I can make a contact. I got most of my stuff packed away, but we'll give it a try if we can. The other thing I wanted to mention is we got a note from Dale, K8 Tango Sierra, Kilo 8 Tango Sierra, who is from the Central Michigan Amateur Radio Club. And they do a yearly Zigbine Award, which is something that I've been aware of, but I don't know a great deal about. This is apparently a gentleman who's done a great deal for amateur radio. Let me drop this for a minute. Okay. Hopefully I got it back again. He was a member of the Central Michigan Amateur Radio Club for a long time, and they have awarded this award to the active member of the radio club, I believe, again. So they do have a dinner. The dinner is going to be on May 2nd at Carl Gable's restaurant at 6 o'clock in the evening, and Dale is asking for anybody who is interested and knows of this award and would like to connect with the guys from Central Michigan. We've been trying to do things together like Winter Field Day, and we'll probably have a POTA activation out at Sleepy Hollow this summer. So if this is of interest to you, then let me know and I'll give you all the details. That's about the size of it from here. Not much going on ham radio-wise since we're focused on heading north. 73s to everybody. Back to net control. AD8KN, Whiskey 8 Echo Ocean.
Okay, Ed, thanks for the comments. And, yeah, I'm hoping to hear good things about MIQP from the folks running it. Okay, we're down to Brian, KE8NJT. Your comments for the net, please. This is 88KN.
Today, I had breakfast this morning with some veteran friends of mine. We get together every couple of weeks. Solve the problems of the world and then go back home and just start over 2 weeks later. Anyway, it was a good time. On the way home from breakfast, I caught part of the conversation between KEATIY and someone down here in Lansing, and I missed the answer to the question. As to how that connection could be made from here all the way up there. I understand EchoLink, but I didn't hear any of the pause that's normally associated with EchoLink. So I have a question of the group. Is the MSU Club hooked into some kind of a repeater association or something? It's KENJT.
KENJT from 88KN. Yeah, I believe they might have been talking through Elmer repeater. The Elmer repeater and MSU are linked, I believe, and that might be the issue. If NG0Y is still out there listening, you might want to chime in. And other than that, it would be All-Star or Echo Link. So one of those three ways. And now we're at the bottom of the list. Anyone else wishing to check into the MSU Amateur Radio Club net, please call now. This is 88KN.
Kilo
Charlie 8 Echo Tango Whiskey, Dennis and Perry. Okay, this is 88KN. I got a station that's barely breaking squelch and is all noise, so if you could try to get to a better place and call back in. And I did copy WA9FHI, WA8, Foxtrot Hotel, India, Boyd. And KC8, I believe it was Echo Charlie Whiskey, Dennis. Thanks for checking in. We're back up to Boyd, WA8FHI. Your comments for the net, please. This is 88KN.
Watching the rain and hoping no more to come in. We had a little come in Sunday before last. We had a little come in one side of the unit, and but it turns out that that was actually some fluid water. We had a plug drain, which my son was able to take care of, and the water went down, and we've been fine since then. So we still have to sleep on the unit. Other than that, I was kind of hoping to hear more of the ranking members of the group. If you check in on the Thursday right now, I understand you're the band and that. Just abandoned it because the same time as Cincinnati and limited interest and that kind of thing. Who's there?
Thanks for the comments, Boyd. Yeah, I thought a few of those guys might check in, but apparently not, or haven't seen them yet anyhow. K8ECW, making sure I have that call right, and your turn for comments. Dennis, this is 88KN.
Yeah, 88KM, this is Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Tango Whiskey, K8ECW. Yeah, I'm going to be stopping by the shack Saturday starting at about 12 for a couple hours to at least give a couple hours of help for the MIQP. So I'm looking forward to that. I've done it, you know, with my local club, but we're not doing anything this year for who knows what reason. But so I thought I'd just stop by and help out Saturday. So looking forward to seeing a few of you there. So back to 88KM, this is KC8ETW.
KC8ETW, Echo Tango Whiskey. Thanks for fixing your call. And yeah, you might want to carry your HT with you and get on the repeater if the doors are locked. I'm not sure how they're managing that and letting other folks in. And I don't know the number up there, so or I would send that out to you. But anyhow, we're down at the bottom of the list. And anyone else wishing to check into the
K8DIY.
I didn't quite catch the call sign there. An 8 DMH, portable.
An 8 DMH, this is K8 DIY, Gordon in Manistee, good evening.
Well, good evening. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. Your repeater, or the Benzie repeater, I should say, came up on a scan because somebody mentioned they've linked it into a repeater in Lansing that I was connected to by All-Star, and sure enough, here we are. So it just added it to my code plug, so I can maybe be more frequent on this network. Good to see it's worked its way far enough south that I can get in from Manistee.
Yeah, you've landed yourself on the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network. So I'm in Traverse City, and we've got machines up in Petoskey, Sheboygan, Mackinac City, Sault Ste. Marie, Mile, kind of all over the place. We even got a digital to analog patch. Right now it's just DMR. I doing 225 YSF and NXDN, but we hosted on some PIs and then I moved and I've been trying to get everything running in a Docker container on a Linux box and ran into some issues and just haven't had a chance to finish that project.
All right, well that sounds like an ambitious project. Especially, moving from Raspberry Pis to a full-blown Linux machine with Docker and all that. But that's the way to do it, All-Star and Docker, good combination. But very cool. We may have chatted quite some time ago. I think over the summer I was able to get into the Traverse City repeater directly. I'm sure once the weather warms up, the ducting will open and I can hit Traverse City again. But right now, Crystal Mountain is about as far as I can get on RF.
Yeah, I think the Traverse City repeater you're thinking about is the 8-6. That one, the 8-6 is not fully linked. It's not full-time linked to us. Let me turn this other radio down one second. One of my portable on my base station was yapping. But, yeah, you're thinking about the 8-6 probably. And this microwave is obnoxious. Which isn't fully linked in full-time. Which is probably the one you were getting into. Let me see, another 7 minutes. There we go. But the machine that is fully linked full-time is 147.26. You might be able to get that in the summertime. You'll have to try that and let me know, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's... You know, just around the corner, the bands will open up again, or VHF, UHF, I should say, will open up. Most of the summer I spend talking to our neighbors across the lake in Wisconsin. That just seems to boom in, especially in the morning, and then it fades out, and then it comes back in the evening. So, but yeah, I'll see if the north-south ducting cooperates and get into the 2-6 machine, or maybe Leelanau, the 1-4. I'm not sure what altitude that tower's at, but a couple that might be within range.
Yeah, 1-4 might be a little hard. That one's on a, it's not up terribly high at the moment, but that's a solution for that's in the works. 2-6 has multiple receivers. My plan is to make it a voted receiver, so it obviously chooses, but the way I was trying to do that, didn't really want to play ball, so it's another project to add to the project list.
It's good to have an endless project list. That's how it goes with... I should say anything technological, but really I think any hobby or pastime, you can have an endless list of things you want to do. So, thanks for picking up my call. Just finished programming this particular, the 9-4 machine in, and glad to see that I'm getting somewhere, getting up the link a little bit further north with it.
Yeah, sounds good, and spread the word. We do our Skywarn operations here, so whenever there's severe weather, we're always up on this. And we have a connection straight to the National Weather Service, and the Weather Service really appreciates all those reports we get. And Manistee is a hole that we've yet to fill, and we would love to get reports from that area, because I know the Weather Service would really like to get something from that way, especially since it's kind of in between all of the radar towers, it's kind of hard to see lower, closer to the ground what's going on over there.
All of Northwest Michigan is kind of a hole, so you guys are doing good work, the Northern Michigan Link system, picking up the slack. I don't know, I mean, I know what Skywarn is. I've listened in a couple nets, but not taking the training, and just got too many other things on the plate right now. But you're kind of making it into Manistee now, so like you said, pass the word. I'll mention there's another repeater in range to the local group here, and see if I can pick up more users for you.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I appreciate it. And maybe hopefully sometime we'll extend our coverage down that way as well. So, all right, sir, I'm going to let you go. I'm working on dinner and should probably give that all of my attention and not burn it. Good to talk to you again. KADIY and 8DMH.
Likewise, good talking to you. Enjoy the dinner. I'm sure I'll catch on down the log. NADMH, K8DIY. I'll be clear. 73.
WAZPC.